this bitch. And that's how I'm gonna start this episode, because this girl that I'm co-hosting this podcast with is full of shit. And you gonna get off that phone while we recording too. Because I'm tired. And if you know me, if you're familiar with Kim and Mo, you know I'm tired.
I ain't do shit.
No, I was just gonna say, what do you have to say for yourself? And the audacity of you to say you ain't do nothing. Give me a chance. Flip flopper, wishy washy, can't make up her mind, playing ball headed ass games.
Ball head whole shit. Gots to see it through, my boy. High five.
This isn't funny. This is not a game.
Well, I tell you, I stress everybody out on the regular.
She think we not gonna leave her.
And ain't nobody gonna leave me.
No, the problem with her is that she don't leave nobody. She just decides to let everybody play in her face, but she not gonna play in my face. I love myself. Okay?
Everybody else hate themselves.
Y'all got me fucked up. Why? This is torture.
Tell them what's the problem.
The problem is that you can't make up your mind. And what really gets me is that you be wanting people to clap for you. That's the part that really like...
Clap for me?
Yes, and I'm going to get to it. But that's the part about people who are addicted to something.
Y'all, this is my first time hearing this. Kim is not going to read me on this podcast. People, I'll shut this shit off.
Girl, please. Because she asked me about 3 times before we started this. You going to read me?
You going to really say something, man?
Yes.
What you finna say?
And every just time, as the week progresses, I feel a little bit better. But I still plan on reading her, just not as hard. But now I'm going to read her.
I'm all ears.
Because every time somebody, y'all, everybody got this person in their life. When they really be doing something, you be like, why are you doing that? You know that it's bad for you. Like, be looking at them like, girl. But they just keep doing it. And that's fine. You know, you do what you want to do. But then the second they stop doing it, they realize it's bad for them and they stop doing it and they decide, oh, okay, I'm gonna stop doing this now. I'm gonna cut this out. You know, I know what's good for me. I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to maintain a good lifestyle. They want you to be like, oh, yay, yay, right? You see me trying to maintain a good lifestyle. You see me, yay. No, you got me fucked up. Because that only lasts for 3 days. 3 days, however far we are from the weekend, and I'm back where I started.
Don't be this way, because imagine if I was a drug addict, me taking 3 days off of crack. That's a big step.
But that's an actual disease, being addicted to drugs.
You can be addicted to other shit.
I mean, yes, fine. Okay, addiction.
Addiction is an addiction.
But this is not. This don't
count. Is it?
This is ridiculous.
But it's an addiction, and it is what it is. So if I take 3 weeks from it, a month from it, 3 days from it, I feel as if I'll take a clap. I'll take a slight pat on the back.
I'm just not the bitch that supports people with addiction. That just can't be me, because I'm not going
to clap
for you.
Because fair, if I keep going back to the crack and keep being a crackhead, I'm itchy and having hives and shit, obviously... Girl, damn, you just was clean. Now you back dirty.
You just clean. And listen, how much do... Think about addiction and think about how it be fucking up people's lives. They be losing their whole families. Families, friends, jobs. Is that what you want for yourself? Is that what you want?
No.
Okay, then. Figure it out. Because this is why
this is on the fence. Because, like, you a crackhead. You know that shit bad for you. You know that shit can end your fucking life. But the way it makes you feel...
You need to watch that episode of Euphoria.
Maybe I do. But like I'm saying, the way it makes you feel, you be on the fence. I know this shit gonna make me feel better. But damn, that shit, I can kill my ass.
But your logical brain should tell you that...
Everybody don't think logical when it comes to matters of the heart and addiction. Period. Nobody, not a lot of people think logically when it comes to matters of the motherfucking heart and fucking addiction.
So you would rather be hurt and alone?
You cannot speak logical to a crack.
Because at some point, I'm not addicted to getting my ass whooped emotionally. I'm not addicted to that. So at some point, fair. I'm going to leave. I can't do this. People are not obligated to put up with people who have addictions, because while I truly believe in the disease of addiction, like I truly believe that it is a disease just like cancer, just like any other disease, I can't do, like y'all really be doing the most.
But
like,
everybody has a different tolerance level as well. Somebody can fuck somebody over once, and that can be done. You can be done with it. Somebody can fuck somebody over 10 times,
and
that's their
limit. And I feel like if you truly love that person, you're going to be dealing with that for years.
Everybody don't know how to say.
Like, Rue, let me just, because, oh, I can't wait for you for it to come back. Rue, Zendaya, her mom, like, you could really tell, like, her and her mama loved each other. But she had been through so much, and once that girl got addicted to drugs, her and her mama fought constantly. And it's like, this is your child. Mm. This is the person you brought into the world. Nobody on earth loves you as much as I do. But because she was addicted to drugs, you hitting your mama, stealing from your mama, like truly hurt, like hurting her mother to the core. And you got all this love to pour out to this girl and she don't receive it and she's killing herself in the process. Like, that shit is very hard. So it's not like, I ain't gonna one and done you. I've never one and done you.
She hanging in there, y'all.
I've been hanging in for years, just like Rue Mama been hanging in for years. But at what point do you just be like, I gotta let this bitch go. I'm not gonna, would it help if I clap for you? If I was like, cause sometimes now I do clap.
You do, and I'd be so proud, and I'd be happy of myself in that moment, because you know it'd be hard. If I'm a crackhead, Kim, it's hard for me to put the fucking pipe down, and you know it. So if a fucking crackhead can put that pipe down for either an hour, a week, or a month, bitch, y'all better clap, because y'all know that shit hard. Addiction is hard. Someone fighting addiction needs support, needs help. And yes, you know, in the back of your mind, that bitch might go back to that crack pipe. But bitch, you still clap for that hoe, for her small victory, so she knows how that feeling feels, and she knows she's doing good, and everybody around her supports her doing good. So when she go back to that crack pipe, she'll feel like shit, and she'll hopefully stop.
When y'all going to rehab?
Trying to make me go to rehab. I don't know what type of rehab I would actually need. Is I can go talk to the lady?
Seriously, though.
Like, but is talking to the lady going to really make me stop doing what it is that I'm doing? Like, put that crack pipe down?
It might be the whatever trigger, because listen, can't nobody make you stop taking the, you know, can't nobody stop making you smoke crack. Except for you. Like, you gotta want to stop smoking.
Now I want the name to be crackhead hoe. Or crack hoe. Crack pipe, bitch. I don't know. Something with crack in it. On the fence of that crack pipe.
You gotta want. Because what I be saying to you?
You gotta want to change.
I'm just waiting on you to get tired, friend.
She tell me that all the time. When I tell y'all, I be tired.
You don't be tired enough. Defeated.
Beat the fuck up.
Every time she say that, I say, you don't be tired enough.
I'm not. I don't know what it's gonna take. Somebody gotta beat my ass at the crack pipe.
Listen, I don't know, but at some point,
I'm saying right now, I can't nobody beat my ass.
Need to help themselves. People addicted to alcohol, because that's more common in my life anyway, and I feel like that's more common in most people's lives, like alcohol addiction, or drug addiction. Yes, like, and everybody know that one person that just can't. So when, if y'all decide y'all don't want to go to rehab, that's your business. But at that point, I got to take a step back, you know, for the health of me and my mental.
Respectfully, you know how they, people who are fighting addiction, they go to rehab and they get a sponsor.
Right.
Are you bowing out as my sponsor?
But here's the thing.
Because you're my unofficial sponsor. And I put you in that position. And I feel like in doing this and trying to recover, it has obviously started to take a toll on you. And that's not fair. So should I find a new sponsor?
Okay. So what I've learned about sponsors from like TV and movies is that sponsors have gone through the same kind of addiction.
Fair. And they've gotten through and overcome it. That's why they are a sponsor. And that's why you call them, because it's like, bitch, you know what the fuck
is.
You know the feeling.
Has been doing this longer than you, is more experienced than you, can help you through these like specific situations. I only have so much experience.
Gotcha.
And also, sponsors, they like have to give their permission. Like, they have to be asked and accept the position. You didn't ask me
that's
shit.
That's why you're my unofficial sponsor.
You didn't ask me anything. So,
but the reason you became my unofficial sponsor is because you've been there since day one. You said,
what is day one?
You had picked up the crack pipe, bitch, you were there.
But
so
that,
you know,
Monique, but
from the beginning all the way to present day, what the fuck is going on? I gotta find somebody else and explain to them why the fuck I feel and what's going on and who is this and what is that? No, I don't.
This is like truly, we're getting,
if you want a paycheck
out,
for this, just
say
that.
Ever heard this.
Just tell me your price, because I'm not giving you up as my sponsor, bitch. I'm not letting you go. I don't give a fuck. No. Fuck no.
What I'm about to say is, I've only known you, y'all. I know it seems like we've known each other since childhood. I've only known this girl since 2017.
But I'm only talking about since I picked up the crack pipe.
But that can't be. That's what I'm trying to say.
I want
to
start. You became that sponsor for this specific situation.
For this specific situation. Yes, I was just going to talk about with your that. Your issues run deeper than this.
Fair.
So this ain't the first time you picked up a crack pipe. This is the first time you picked up this one.
This is the blue crack pipe. Yeah. I put the red crack pipe down. I don't put the green one
but
down.
But you understand what I'm trying to say?
But it's always a crack.
You've been here since day one. You've been here since day one. And I'm like, have I? Because I've only known you for like 5 years.
I'm not saying day one since birth, since middle school. I'm saying day one since
the
situation.
I'm talking about day one since not this situation.
You mean day one since what, the, I guess, addiction
I'm about
started?
Yes, okay. Your problem. Which I feel like they spent the kindergarten low key.
And I was thinking more so day one since I picked up the blue crack pipe.
Who are you talking? Hold on.
Colors. I get that you're saying since the problem has been a problem.
Okay.
I get it, girl. I was breaking down my color to make it more sense as to each situation that I've been in.
But you ain't pick up no other sponsors like on the way that are more.
Yes, but they don't always know everything, and you know everything.
Why you told me everything?
Because you're my person, bitch. Damn.
Who told you to do that?
If y'all are witnessing me and Kim breaking up as persons, then I don't like that because, bitch, I didn't sign up to come here and be dumped, bitch. I'll end this podcast right now and go the fuck home.
No, because
why you being weird to me? I won't have it in your house, my house, anybody's house. I will not accept this from you, Kim.
Okay, but here's what I'm trying to say, right?
Resolve. What is the resolve here?
I was just going to say, I'm not, unlike these niggas, I'm willing to talk my issues out, okay? Mm-hmm. We can come to some sort of agreement that spares my mental health in the process. Fair. Okay? I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what all these things that you've been telling me forever mean.
I don't know what it means. That's why I say I always make jokes, but I got to go talk to that lady.
You really do. Because
it's obviously a deeper issue.
But seriously, what would be my rehab?
Talking to that lady. Yes. Deadass.
Because we really got to get to the root of why.
Why this girl always trying to pick up a crack pipe?
Yes.
What is the problem? Why do you always feel
need to be talking about bending over backwards, knowing that you're going to be high and strung out for days?
They're going to really think I'm a crackhead. I just like to put this game out here. We are using crack pipe as what? Like a metaphor for some other shit that obviously is going on. But please don't go around calling me a crackhead. Ho, I am not, bitch. Damn. Never
she doesn't
crack.
Do drugs.
I've never done it. We have fun.
Oh, God.
I'm that friend.
But y'all see what I get put through. Mind you, y'all, the anniversary of birthday bullshit.
Amen.
That's coming up soon. And y'all remember.
There was a lot going on.
Okay, and I just want to reiterate that it was my birthday, and she was really bringing that bullshit to my front door.
All I wanted was,
like, peace, you know?
What I told Kim, I was like, Kim, it wasn't even your birthday yet. It was like, Monique, look at the date, the time. It was my birthday. Kim thought I was calling her to tell happy birthday, y'all, and I literally...
She wasn't.
Call her with some bullshit.
And the way we was talking about you, too. Not a lot. We was just talking about you. Me, Kiera, and Tara, and Yana was in there, too. Kiera was like...
You talking about back then? Yesterday. What the fuck?
Because what did Tara say when you came to the gender reveal? She's like, I done told her.
The gender reveal?
The Kiera's gender reveal.
What did she tell me?
We was at the bowling alley, and y'all was getting ready to leave. You was getting ready to leave. And because I definitely told Tara all your business.
I was like, my business. Oh, God, she knows I'm a ghetto bitch.
Told everybody your business.
I did. And won't let a bitch forget it.
And yesterday, she went very mom on you, and she was like, I done told Monique. And I was like, calm down. I was like, I be trying to tell her, too. She's stressing me the hell out.
Oh, Tara, I hear you. And I received your message. I received it.
Do you?
I ain't beat nobody up since, so.
But you've been wanting to, and you would've. And fix your mouth to tell a lie.
All facts.
Right.
No printer.
Ghetto as hell. Y'all see my life? Do y'all see? Like, listen, I'm talking to all the girls who have ever had a friend who just would not get her fucking shit together.
Hey.
I done told you to leave that nigga alone. He's not good for you. Why are you doing this? And every time, I'm at such and such house. Oh, me and such and such going to somewhere, whatever. And then 2 days later,
I cuss that bitch the fuck out. Fuck that stupid ass bitch. Like that.
I'm tired of feeling like this. I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm just looking
at you like. I was supposed to run away. Like, I don't know what to necessarily do.
I'm just looking at you like. And
change my number, run away, move my house.
Because when a drug addict first comes to you and says, you know, I really want to get clean. I really, really, really want to get clean. You're super hopeful because that's what you've been dying to hear. That's all you want to hear from that person is, okay, I finally want to get help. You're super excited. You're doing everything you can to help this person. You getting brochures to rehab centers. You looking up ways to better support this person. Looking up all kinds of stuff because all you want to do is support this person. They go to rehab for, you know, a month, a couple months, however long. They get out. They're doing well.
No.
Don't start this. Don't start that. They get out and it looks like they're doing fine and then they fall off the wagon. That first time
they do
like,
because they get around certain triggers or they get around certain fucking people that obviously brought them back into that or encouraged that. And it's like, oh.
Because you're like, okay, this is a process. They're going to fall off the wagon. That's a part of this whole process.
So now when I come back to you again, you low key side eye me like, hey, this bitch, girl, we all know she ain't going to get clean.
Just a little bit. What I'm trying to say is, as time progresses, because when I started off, I was gung ho, bitch. I was like, yes! Power to the pussy. You don't have to put up with this. But as time goes on, I have to get realistic about you and who you are and what you're going to do. And I have to know that...
Because most of she going to shut up, but she ain't going to say nothing about it. You know your friend. She going to say something about it.
She going to say something about it.
It turns into that.
And she if, said she gonna do or that, she try to do the, I'm ignoring him. I ain't going to talk to him. I ain't da-da-da-da.
As soon as that phone rings.
How Kim. Long is this going to last?
And she know I'm going to call her. What I'm going to say?
Kim. That's exactly what she going to say. And that's exactly how she going to sound. And all I'm going to do is roll my eyes and deep sigh. Because I don't have time for this. Because
now you're back on crack. And so, you're a crackhead hoe again.
Great. Okay, so how do you, so how do we better support me?
That's what I'm getting at. That's okay. Why I said resolve. What is the resolve here?
Do we, I don't know.
Are you still a sponsor with boundaries? Like, is it limits to my bullshit?
I guess it is. You know, there are always boundaries. But at this point, it's not even about boundaries. I don't have a problem with the boundaries. Like, I feel like you've been pretty good with how you bring it to me. It's just a matter of, when are you going to make up your goddamn mind? Like, I'm really trying to get a gauge on you, sis. Like,
so then it comes back to me then.
Yes. This is me really trying to figure out, like, when you say, are you going friend, to rehab I for real?
I'm waiting on you to get tired. That's what you'll tell me.
Yes.
So I don't... I thought I was tired. And we already been down this road 900 times, but, like, I am tired.
Well, what does that mean
what to you? What you said when you put my ass on blast, you was like, bitch, on Saturday night, your ass bored and lonely. I don't want to hear that shit when you get that and call. I'm still and... quite...
Because most sit me up.
I set you up.
You set I me did. Up. And I can't even I really did. Explain how, but just know that she set me up in a way I would never set her up. And I don't know if y'all was laughing at me after I hung up that phone, but you got me fucked up. I was very upset with you. And what did I text you after you did that?
Well, you said you got me fucked up?
No.
What you said?
Look and see.
Bitch, hold. That was a minute ago.
We ain't been texting that much since then.
Hold. What you said? Oh, it's a lot in here. Can we do talk? Yeah, damn. I'm seeing her scrolling now. How the fuck we don't talk? What day was that?
Tuesday.
Bitch, hold. Oh, first of all, I'm breaking up. You breaking up with me? What did it say? Stop playing in my face. Oh, wait.
No, it's before that. It's actually before that.
Okay. How dare you? I see how dare you. I don't want to hear... That's the point. Have fun. That's my new best friend.
Yeah.
You broke up with me?
Yes, that was me breaking up with you. I said, have fun as him with you as your new best friend because it won't be me. I don't have to put up with this. I live a peaceful lifestyle, free of niggas.
But see, I dead ass didn't realize you was dead ass serious. Like, I don't want to fuck with that.
You didn't realize when we was talking before that I was like over your shit.
You was like, I don't know if I want to be this person's friend or not. And I was like, she playing. We all call and have a buddy-buddy situation.
I told you, I was like, I don't know how to feel about these people. Like, when you go back
should you hate them or should you still be cool? Because at the end of the day, somebody has hurt your friend, right?
That is well.
So it's like, when I'm around this person, am I supposed to feel a certain type of way or am I supposed to just go with the fucking flow? And I feel that.
Every couple minutes, I'll be like.
So imagine you finna, let's just, for whatever reason, if you finna marry somebody, and then all your bridesmaids know, this nigga done fucked over this bride 100 fucking times. So are we supposed to just sit here and go with the flow and just be happy and smile for the camera?
Am I supposed to pretend like this man hate this nigga you?
And like tell her this a bad idea? Like, I get it. I get that.
Then I'm not trying to get attached to nobody who is just gonna be gone.
Bitch, gone with the wind.
In 2 weeks.
Ain't that some raggedy
That's
shit?
Not fun.
That ain't fun.
So, do you see?
I do see the struggle. And that's why you set that boundary. You was like, I don't want to fuck with that. Tell you and Timmy leave me the fuck alone.
Right, at least
and
for
I,
that
And I
day.
Can respect that because, man, Timmy got you fucked up. Timmy got me fucked up.
Listen, all that came out of nowhere.
And I don't want to fuck with Timmy. But Timmy really wanted to fuck with you.
I'm going to ask you about that because why?
I have no fucking idea.
Why do you care so much about me?
I have no fucking idea, but it was... Call her back.
It was cute.
I
want
to talk
first,
to her.
And
tell
I was
that's
like,
crazy.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. But then I'm like really wondering, like, why are you?
Why are we? Why
who am
are
I?
Doing this?
I'm nobody. Please.
That, I feel the same. Well, who am I? Why you keep wanting to fuck with me? What you want to fuck with me for? Who am I? You know, QTNA.
Yeah.
But I just really thought when I did call, I thought you were really going to sit there and kiki with me and Timmy for a second, but you did not. And no. I was like, Kim really wasn't bullshitting with, that is not my friend. I don't want to be your friend. Y'all friends with y'all no more.
I'm kiki with you. I'm always kiki with you, but I'm not going to sit up here and act like me and Timmy.
So you definitely decided, bitch, I ain't fucking with you at all.
At the time, like when I first started, it was just like, I don't have time for this today. Like, I don't have time for y'all shit today. Okay. Now I'm feeling like, I don't have time for this shit, y'all.
Damn.
Okay. Because it's getting a little too hot.
So you run into Timmy in the store. What you gonna do? Ignore Timmy?
No, because he ain't gonna ignore me. He is, man. You know he ain't. I know you see me. Burger King.
I'm still here.
When you said that Burger King on 103rd, I hollered because I knew exactly which one he was talking about. So at this point, I don't know. I guess we're gonna have to really like talk about this.
So do you feel like you're on the fence with being friends with Timmy? Or are you solid on one side? Like, you pick the side and you're going to stay there?
No, at this point, I am kind of on the fence. Let me know how you're lying to you like that. But I'm on the fence because you're on the fence. I'm literally following
So if I really say fuck Timmy, we ain't going to never fuck Timmy again.
Who's Timmy?
Hey, bitch, we ain't getting that deep into it. I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm just telling you how I operate. Okay?
Well, Timmy is what's the name. And if I be like, okay, I'm really solid on this shit, I'm not fucking with Timmy.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to be like.
Because, of course, why would you fuck with Timmy if I'm really not fucking with Timmy? I'm the reason why Timmy's in the picture. Like,
Timmy, who's Timmy?
Who the fuck is that?
I'm not.
I feel that.
That's what I'm saying.
But if I say I really want to fuck with Timmy, I'm going to keep this shit going. I've always said that.
If you want to fuck with these people, like,
because if that's what's gonna make you happy, then fine. But if you are gonna turn around and be sad the next day, I don't think fucking with Timmy is what you should be doing. Right,
quite literally.
My God. So then I try to put myself in the headspace of, okay, girl, you want to fuck with Timmy, fuck with Timmy.
Yeah.
But don't be sad about that shit after Timmy leaves, because you ain't got no control over that. You know what's gonna happen. Just let it be that.
Let Timmy be Timmy.
Just let Timmy be Timmy, and you be Mo, and y'all just. I just don't know what side I want to stand on. I don't know what hill I want to die on, Kim. I don't know. Because it's either are you gonna be in your feelings? Or are you going to fuck with him and just let it be what it is? Timmy, fuck you. Like, that's what it really boils down to.
Timmy, right. That's what it really boils
fuck
down
Timmy
to.
Fuck Timmy, because.
I'm glad you said that. Because Timmy can't give you what you want. What it boils down to every time.
Every time, it's just
no
just
matter
fuck
the
Timmy.
Situation, like, literally, it don't matter what you're asking for Timmy. It's never going to happen for you. Because circumstances just provide that it will never. And we all know this. Like, I know I'm not the only bitch with a brain here. Y'all are smart people.
And a lot of people have been in this situation where they know this shit ain't gonna work out with you and Timmy. Why do you keep... And I get it. It's fun for the moment. It's great. Y'all click type forever, but that shit ain't never going nowhere.
Listen, when I had to get rid of Jimmy, that hurt me. That hurt me so bad, but
I don't think I'm ready.
I knew just, ain't no point in accepting a piece of this person.
This is what we're going to take this conversation. How did you really gain the strength to get rid of Jimmy and really, like, walk away and never, like, you didn't look back? And I admire that.
You know what it always comes down to for me is pride. I think I've said this, like, a million times. It's just I don't like to feel like a man feels like he can play me for a fool. That is, like, I think what gets under my skin the most. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, my feelings be hurt, obviously. Not being wanted, that hurts. Rejection hurts. I'm not gonna pretend like those things don't bother me, but what hurts me even more is you feeling like you can literally, like, come back to me whenever you want.
I'm a revolving door.
I'ma always be down. I'ma always wanna, like, I ain't no
because Timmy think Mo gonna always answer that phone. Timmy think Mo gonna always be there to be a fucking...
Because now I feel like you look at me as a doormat, and that's worse to me. For me, it's worse to be a doormat for a man than to, like, what's the opposite of that?
You let that bitch go?
Yeah. Yes.
To be sad about it because I had to let you go.
The hurt of having to let you go is nowhere near as bad as, like, me feeling like you...
As you feeling like I'm option number two whenever the fuck you feel like. You know, revolving door. I get that.
That's good. Just makes my skin crawl.
Oh, God.
Because that's what when I first, like, really, like, laid down the law and was like, you got me fucked up. He was very, like, taken back by that. Like, oh, she really don't... Wanna and I really didn't like I
she
don't
gonna let me come back.
I don't have time for that.
My bitch so strong.
I don't have time for that.
I love Kim, y'all.
Yeah,
because everybody not that strong. Some of us have been doormats for a minute, stepped all over the fuck, and just trying to justify it. Like I said, making excuses for people, being so understanding that you're overlooking the disrespect.
Why are you so willing to, like, let yourself be hurt?
Let myself be hurt?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm always hurt though, so that's why I'm like, well,
but it's like, but you could eliminate all this hurt if you just remove yourself from the situation.
Hell yeah.
Why are you so willing to give these people access? Because to me, it looks like just not creating boundaries. Mm-hmm. Just not, like, or creating the boundaries and just not enforcing them. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to talk to somebody who only wants to love you in the dark, you need to hold on to that, always. Mm-hmm. You don't ever need to give that person the idea that maybe she do want, you know, maybe she is okay with that now. Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with that. And I've told you that the first time. And at that point, if somebody keep approaching you like that and keep trying you like that should let you know that person don't respect you. At the very least, they don't respect your boundaries. So why are you so willing to, like, you know what I'm saying, disrespect your boundaries?
And I think that's where the whole talk to the lady thing comes in. Because it's obviously got to be something deeper than I could just be like, oh, girl, because I'm bored. Or girl, because I'm like, I don't have no simple answer for that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's obviously a bigger reason. Mm-hmm. behind it. And I could not. That needs to be explored. We'll have to really, like, explore that shit because I don't fucking know where it starts and ends. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, I've been saying the same thing to other friends of mine. Like,
why are you okay with letting people?
People be, like, they'll be in a relationship for, like, a long time. And, like, maybe half that time they hate it. They don't want to be in it. And for years, I don't want to be here. Like, I'm just here because of the attachment. And when that relationship finally ended, egg on your face because it's like you feel slighted because that person broke up with you, and it's like, well, I don't want to be with you anyway. What the fuck? Like, how did I get caught up here? How did I get hurt? You know, when I didn't really want to be with this person all that time anyway, and it's because that person knew to set boundaries and you didn't. Right. Every time you set boundaries, you let that person walk all over it and just completely cross every line that you drew. And that person respects himself enough to be like, I'm going to set this boundary and I'm going to, like, hold to it.
So you got to see exactly what your ass should have done.
Right. Years ago.
Right. In the,
ooh, and that's why you sit here looking stupid because you should have respected yourself enough to say, I'm not going to do this no more, because you really didn't want to. And to their credit, they actually did try. They tried to set boundaries. They just, again, let the person walk all over the shit.
Think about with the cheating thing. What you said about, you know how guys be like, oh, my girl can't cheat on me. That's it. That's a wrap for her. But the girl, she let the man keep cheating on her. You said, goddamn what you said about that.
Nobody said we had to be as dumb as y'all.
There it is. That story right there. Niggas said, ain't nobody tell
That was another, like, defining moment in my...
Because they're not going to let that shit fly. So why the fuck we let that shit fly? You know, why?
Why do you...
Like, so they think it's okay because, yeah, that bitch is going to forgive me. She's going to let me come back to the house. Mm-hmm. She ain't going to be mad forever. But as soon as that bitch step out on me...
Bitch,
oh, bye, deuces. You're a whole
huge.
Bye.
You're this, that, the third. That. It's like, that man respect himself enough to know he don't want no bitch that's for everybody.
Period. Why and he gonna leave your ass.
Why don't you?
So why we don't do the same shit?
That, when I say that touched my soul.
Period.
I felt that. Anybody said we had to be as dumb as y'all. So, okay.
Definitely gotta set your boundaries and stand firm on them bitches, because motherfuckers will walk all
they
over.
Will. If people even get the slightest whiff that you're not serious, they're gonna be like,
who I was talking to? And I was like, girl, I'm done with Timmy. I ain't gonna talk to Timmy no more. And I was like, I told Timmy I ain't doing this shit. It's whatever. She was like, it was Tramilla. Hey, girl. She was like, girl, that man know you ain't serious. That's why he called you and came the next time again. You know, like, I was like, oh my God, you so fucking right. He couldn't have. Because, nigga, for you to show up again, that shit was like, yeah, he ain't take you serious.
Of course.
Absolutely not.
They can't take you seriously when you
what
like
What the fuck? How do you if I said, Kim, I don't want to be your friend no more, this shit is a wrap, but you don't take me seriously, you keep calling my phone. Hey, Mo, what you doing today? What part of your brain is like, she ain't serious, she gonna call. She gonna
you answer on the phone.
Who said I answered? But I said a text. Like, you text me and you keep calling this.
Oh, no, eventually I'm gonna get the...
What part of this did she not see? Listen. I said, I don't want to be her friend.
If this is the first time you've ever said this to me, and I'm texting and calling you and you don't call me back, eventually I'm going to get the hint that, oh, damn, she was...
A smart person, right?
Serious.
A smart person.
But if this is the seventh time you've said this, and the first six times...
You kind of answered and you kind of doubled back.
I crawled my little way back in. Bitch, the seventh time, I'm not going to think you serious.
What if we're going to call and apologize? And then they're going to pop up and do all kind of ridiculous shit. Also, I like to go on record and say, update, I don't know who sent those fucking flowers still to this day.
Yeah,
I have my suspicions. Week. I've asked, and, you know, I have no solid answer.
Why you had to bring that up to
me? Because I just thought about it. I'm mad all over again, too. Because what the fuck?
No, I'm mad all over again.
But I have my assumptions, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Wow, that was like... First of all, that was half the podcast. And that was deep.
We're bad bitches. That was a good... I knew it was going to be a good podcast. I knew it when I walked in the door. That was deep, bitch. Shout out to the code names, Timmy and Jimmy. Both of y'all can go to hell, but respectfully, I like the code names. Am I going to fuck with Timmy again? Stay tuned on next week's episode of...
So, no, we seriously do need to talk about... what we're going to do, because this... I can't sustain.
If Timmy calls my phone... For some reason, when... I get a phone call, I feel the need to answer.
It's like an ego thing. I noticed that. I mean, because...
Like, looking at the phone, like, yeah, bitch, I knew he was going to call me again. Like, sometimes.
And especially when they do it a lot, they call you back to back, and they pull up. That's like... So let's examine that for a second.
Like you said, I guess it could be like a little ego boost.
Why do you need somebody to feed your ego in that way?
I have no idea. I guess I'm just conceited or...
So are you attention-seeking ass bitch? You know you get the first five sessions free.
Because what Chris would call me out of time, like, you just love attention. You're an attention seeker, and this, that, and the third.
What is that like?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, listen, when I tell you...
Watch me, bitch.
You're a wonder. Because I'll just be like, I've never liked attention. Introverted self, never wanted people looking at me, please. But you love it and thrive.
And I'm like, look at me do this backflip, you guys. Did you see me? I'm going to do it again. Record me. Take a picture. Did you take a picture?
Record me.
Let me see it. I've always been that girl, and it's been since birth. So it's, yeah, it's not new.
So you were the little kid that was like always a little
Oh, y'all want me to do the dance? Okay, I'm going to go do the dance. Hold on, y'all. They want me to perform. Lights, please.
No, you didn't.
I was that girl. I was.
What is that like?
I don't. It's a personality thing.
That's what I was going to say.
It all goes down to personality.
Because listen, this is how I was really going to read you.
Here we go, bitch. I don't like this, because you seem a little too prepared and ready to read a bitch. And I don't like
where it is in my therapy note. I wrote this when this was on Tuesday. It had to be that my friend had very notes, same y'all. Day.
Like right after it all happened? Or
yes.
Oh no, my God.
No. It was actually before that, because we were just talking on the phone, you know, just like we normally do. But I'm trying to figure out how do we get to this place. Oh, I asked you.
I can't even keep a straight face when you're talking to me about Timmy. I cannot.
Listen, ever since I started talking to the lady bitch, notes.
Notes. And let me hear it.
I had asked you. I said, what is it like to, like, be in this? It was after that girl called you. It was after his wife called you. And I was like, what is it like to, like, be in this kind of, like, live this kind of lifestyle, I think I said. And you said fun. And this is when
I mean it? Did I really mean it?
Yes, you meant it.
I did not mean that.
Yes, you did.
No way. No way, Jose.
Even if you didn't mean it.
A rush. I ain't gonna lie. In the moment, it's a rush. I was laughing about it. I was like, I know that girl did not fucking call me. Like, I remember having that moment.
To my statement, it's something disturbing to me about people who invite chaos into their lives and revel in it.
No way.
Yes. Because, friend, you do that.
I do. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I do. Because sometimes it's like, bitch, I really got your ass in a fucking titsy over there. I really got you feeling some type of way that you gotta confront me, or you feel like you gotta say something. It's like, I bother your spirit. And something about that, again, back to the ego thing, it feeds a little piece of my ego that's like, bitch, I bother you bitches. So that's probably where that really comes from then. Knowing that somebody over there is really stressed the fuck out because little old Monique might have posted something random or off the wall.
But that's still a negative energy. Why do you want that?
I'm not saying I want it, but if it comes, it comes. I could really post right now.
But you really have fun doing it, though. You're talking about it's a rush. For me, that stresses me out.
That's what I'm saying. But being me, being who I am, and the eyes that are on me, I can post anything and somebody's going to make it about them, and then it's going to come to me. It could be anything. I can say, damn, it's so fucking sunny. I want to go find me a new man. She might be trying to go find my man. Oh, no. I ain't going to let her take my... I'm like, bitch, damn. I just said it was sunny outside. But here y'all go to negative energy, which is, again, I make you bitches fucking shake and stutter because obviously what I say and what I do bothers you.
And you like that.
Honestly, I like it. That's just what it is.
Monique, you like it.
Do I like it? I literally just said it's sunny outside and I want to find a new man.
But you
like it. What about that made it? I had no intentions on saying that's going to bother somebody. That's just me talking.
I'm not saying you do it intentionally. I'm not saying you do it on purpose. But the fact that you know that about yourself, you like that.
I find it interesting. Why do I ruffle so many feathers?
When you text me and you was like, I didn't answer your phone call because at that point I didn't really want to talk to your ass.
You say that same day?
Yes, that same day. You talking about, what did you say?
I got something to talk to you about?
Yes. Then I was like, girl, I don't want to talk about his ass, and I'm listening to the read. So I didn't even want to talk about him. I would have said that.
It's like,
you must think I'm as dumb as everybody. This bitch, what? Stop playing with me. So
it's very interesting, and I will say it is slightly like, I really bother you bitches. So I guess, does that mean I like it?
Yeah.
Or do I just mean I'm just aware of it?
But you do like it. I really want you to just say that and
hair
admit
flip. Hair flip. I like that I ruffle bitches' feathers.
Yes, and you say that's
okay,
fun.
Okay, I like it. I don't always want to say I'm trying to do it intentionally. Because like I said, I can say, damn, I want me a lollipop. This bitch trying to suck my nigga dick. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't always intentionally put that energy out there.
I never thought that you...
But I just know if I say certain shit, somebody, somewhere, sitting next to their man, it's going to feel like I'm talking about them. And then if somebody throw a shady shot out there, and I'm just like, okay, great.
Okay, so let's talk about the whole...
I'm such an angel. I love it here.
It's giving Darla Dimple. And she
was that the character? We could not figure out what movie it came from. Cats Don't Dance.
Cats Don't Dance.
And it took us forever to figure it out. But we did. But what you was going to say? Let's talk about what?
Nothing, child. I'm just trying to get a grasp of who you are as a person. Because we're so different. We're so different. We really are. That it just, I'll be looking at you like, huh. Like, it's like you're not an experiment, but you're just fascinating to me.
Same thing with you. I'm like, give me some fucking time. God damn, how you hold back from saying some shit? Bitch, I don't went off. Like, I'm down. You ain't gonna call him? You gonna call him, bro. Because I'm gonna call him. Like, we just so different in that way. And I feel like that works for us because I am learning from you.
Balance.
Yeah, it is balance.
It really is. I need somebody like you in my life. But at the same time, it's just quite stressful. Because when I got on the phone with you and I got on the phone with Chelsea, I was like, I was heated. I was upset.
It was the same day?
Yes.
You told her I set you up. Don't be telling people
that. No, I didn't, because it was before that. I was just talking about how you was wishy-washy and I was sick of that shit.
Oh, damn. Bitch, I didn't call Chelsea and say what the fuck you was saying.
Everything I said to her, I said to you.
Don't tell nothing about me, bitch.
I just told her that shit. Literally, everything I said to her, I said to you. And she felt kind of like on guard. She was like, ooh. So when she said what she said about her situation, I was like, what you got going on over there? And she was like, wait a minute, because I ain't bringing all this to your front door. I don't be telling you about this or the third. I was like, okay, you're right.
What's it, Kim? Remember, let's not freaking forget when I try to hold back from telling you stuff. And then let's say something big happens down the line. It's like, well, Mo, how did you get here? And I'm just like, well, Kim, I didn't tell you about this because I felt like you tired of hearing my shit. But here I am boiling in it.
So is it really, if you want to engage in the bullshit, you just can't tell? That's really what it comes down to.
Because like you said, you're tired of my shit. I'm scared or I don't want to bring it to you no more. And I'm just like, okay, great. So when some other bigger shit happens, you're like, Mo, how did this happen? What happened? Well, Kim, over the past couple weeks, such and such has been going on. But I didn't want to talk to you about it because, you know, obviously I picked up the crack pipe again. And I shouldn't have. I said I wasn't going to do it no more. So now I got to admit to my fucking faults again.
And that's the difference.
And I got to feel bad.
The difference between me and you is I just want you to stop. And you just want to stop telling me. So it's like.
I feel like if I don't tell nobody, it didn't happen. And I can convince myself that this shit did not happen. It's been times where I done seen some people and I'm like, okay, if I don't ever talk about it, post about it, say nothing about it.
You was like, oh, I it ain't happen. Tell you this happened at all. And I was like,
some shit I be wanting to take to my grave. Some stuff I really want to take to my grave.
Mommy, you can't even take it to bed.
I can't.
Like, what are you talking about?
And that's not saying I always want to talk about everything, but I'm an
expressive person.
God, I went back on my word. Yeah. I done picked up the crack pipe. I don't want to tell nobody about this. Damn. I'm going to just go to bed, wake up, and act like this shit never fucking happened.
This was my...
And then some bullshit happened right after it. And I'm like, I got to explain what the fuck I did to get here. They're like, damn, bitch, you ran your car into a house. How the fuck you did that? Damn, got to tell them I picked up the crack pipe and I was high as fuck. And that's why I got them car inside of the house. Because obviously you can't say, oh, girl, I don't know what happened. I was just tripping. No, bitch, you was out there smoking crack. And that's why your car ran into the side of the goddamn house. Like, you can't tell one part. I hate that. Oh my God, I'm gonna tell y'all one time I was somewhere I wasn't supposed to be. I ain't tell nobody where I was going. Fucking car broke down. So I had to get help. And now I gotta explain what the fuck, why I was where I was at and what the fuck was happening because.
Yeah.
Trying to be sneaky and shit. And
now ask yourself if you gotta be sneaky about it. It means you ain't gonna be just fucking doing it.
No, because sometimes it's okay to do it if it's, you know, whatever. But
if you don't want nobody to know, is it okay?
No, because I'm not supposed to.
Listen, anything that you are doing that you don't want nobody to know is likely because you ain't got no business doing it.
That's not always true.
I just said likely. I didn't say it was always. Because I really just had like an epiphany over here. It's me really asking you to stop. When in reality, all I'm going to get is that you're just going to stop telling me. And that's not the solution I was really
looking for. And then it's going to be like, Mom, you got to a fight. What happened?
I really need something for you to change. I'm the crackhead.
I'm your crackhead.
I've been expecting you to change. You are my, like, abusive boyfriend.
Bitch, oh, why?
But I don't want to break up with you.
See, I'm your crack. Don't you dare leave me, bitch.
I'll change my lock. The fact that I would have to move, too, if I wanted to break up with you.
Because who won't be outside? Yeah, bitch. Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh,
one day I'm going to grow up and I'm going to be healthy and have a healthy relationship with myself and with others.
I'm so glad you said that first.
See, because I'm really working on that. Yeah. Cause I be playing myself too.
Yeah, you do.
Cause I be doing, like I said, you don't give me a lot of credit.
All of this,
I'll be doing good for a minute, and I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm kind of lonely. I'm kind of bored. Let me start some shit. Or, you know, let me call somebody. It's like, bitch, can you just be happy and just be by yourself and just chill
in your peace?
Why you want to fuck with people? Sometimes people want to fuck with me though. I wish we could have the conversation. I wish Timmy could be here, and it's Timmy like person could be here to tell us their perspective on this shit. Because bitch, obviously I'm your crack as well.
We knew that already.
Well, yeah. And what that post said, bitch. If I leave you alone, can you leave me alone back? And sometimes that makes that shit hard because if you left somebody alone, cause obviously it was hard for you. But if that person keeps coming to you again, this is the crack knocking on my back door. You know I'm addicted.
Right.
You know I want you to want me. You know I want to want you. You know things like that. So it's like, this feels good.
Crack.
Mm-hmm. Crackhead. They gonna find some crack. Always. I'm gonna talk to that lady. In conclusion, talk to the lady. Get off the fence hole. Pick a side. Stay there.
That's not gonna happen though. I have to get realistic about this.
In this specific situation, it is.
It's not gonna happen no time soon. I gotta get comfortable with it, like right now. So
you will really be surprised if I. What was stopping mean to you? Me stopping with the Timmy crack. What would that mean to you? That mean it's no communication no more.
Like no answering phone calls. No visits. I mean, like I don't see that man at all. Like really cutting a bitch off, because girls do not be cutting niggas off. Y'all be with.
We'll block a nigga, then unblock his ass.
That whole, say so, I'm gonna block him because I still want you to see me. The point of blocking somebody.
You got something to say to me, at me. If it's
the point
me.
Of blocking someone at heypretty_lady_. Is so that bitch don't see you. Y'all be using blocking as tactics, and that's not what this is. And I mean, blocking is a war tactic. Don't get me wrong. It definitely is a war tactic. But the way that I use the block button is, I don't want to see you ever again in my life. Like,
because you done really got to the point where, bitch, this shit is over with and dead. Get away from me.
And I just want to reiterate that that doesn't mean that deep down on the inside, I don't still want this person. I'm not dead inside. Like, that don't mean I don't still love this person. That don't mean I don't still want to be with this person. But I just want to be at peace. And
right. And I also, another thing I like to add, I want people to stand on the shit that they chose. Like, you picked that side. I want you to stay there. Mm-hmm. So I want you to feel that you made that decision and mm-hmm. that's what you got to stick with now. You can't go back and forth.
Because you can't be taken seriously any other way anyway.
Correct.
Like,
so if you chose the Doritos, bitch, go in that corner, eat them fucking Doritos. Don't you? They'll look at me and I'm the bag of Cheetos. And you can't have the Cheetos now. You chose the Doritos, you stupid bitch. So go over there and eat that shit. Oh, you done started to eat your goddamn Doritos. Now you realize you don't like that shit like that. Or, damn, this shit almost gone. It's kind of used up. The bag kind of crinkly. Let me go talk to this fresh bag of Cheetos. No, bitch. You chose the Doritos. We don't make people, like, really stand on
their
decisions. Mm-hmm. So they feel like they can have both. You feel like you can really sit here at the lunch table and eat both bags of chips. Your teacher said you can only have one. And you chose the Doritos.
Right.
So stand on that. Don't be looking at the fucking bag of Cheetos now, bitch. Nope. And that's why I try to talk to myself like that, because it makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
And break it down for the slow people that didn't go to college. Because...
You see? And that's what I'll be talking about.
Because you gotta make it make sense for people.
Who even asked you for that?
If you're listening to this podcast, you are a whack bitch. I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
First of all, there are people that we like that listen to
this. No, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about Timmy. It's not y'all. It's Timmy.
No, but seriously, I'm gonna start a support group for the friends of women who won't leave them niggas alone.
Hey! That'd be a good one. A lot of people will probably join and be like, bitch, my friend gets on my nerves.
All them goddamn letters to read be getting about, girl, my friend this, my friend that.
Let me tell you, remember when I kind of disappeared for a long time, but it was like almost 2 weeks, almost, and mm-hmm. I wasn't posting and whatnot, but that's at the same time period, such and such was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it felt good, because when I was at peace, I'm like, bitch, ain't nobody knowing what I'm doing. I don't got to see nobody else in their bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I felt free for mm-hmm. those moments, but then I came right back to it. Why do you...
So,
I
don't... What you trying to say? What's the follow-up
question?
I'm a
weak bitch, but I was just... How do you stay away? Like,
well,
I got to give up social media to stay away from somebody, or somebody stay away from me?
Well, that's where the blocking comes in.
And actually keep the bitch blocked, you know.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
People stay on my block list, okay? At no point do I... And if that's the case, it's usually because of peer pressure. When Jimmy got off the block list, that's because you convinced me to take him off the block list.
Oh, I did.
Because I don't want to go here again. And of course, every time... That's the thing about when you give people a bunch of chances or when you continue to do the same thing. Y'all, I feel like we are expecting as humans for things to change, and things are not changing. That's why I said I just got to get comfortable in what I know that you're going to do. Just like you got to get comfortable in what you know Timmy's going to do. It'd be the same thing, it's a cycle, same thing over and over and over again. We'd be expecting something brand new to pop up, and don't shit brand new be popping up. And I'd be feeling like an idiot because I'm like, again, the same room play. I should have just kept your ass on the block list.
I should have, because we're right back where we started.
Right back where we started.
But because you said you don't want to be blocked, and you're starving.
Why are we such weak ass bitches? We were talking about this last week. That's the last thing we talked about when we were talking about, I was saying that like the biology of it is fucking us up every time, because women are not going to stop being attracted to men. Like, we're not going to stop. You're not going to stop wanting somebody to love you, wanting a husband, wanting a family.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, oh, the whole getting up under somebody else, it works, but it don't fucking work, because you could be opening up a whole new can of bullshit worms, and now you got another problem on your fucking hands, just trying to get rid of the old problem that was on your hands.
Right.
And it's like, you're not...
It's like getting rid of roaches and then getting fleas.
Oh! Like, yeah! Yes. That is perfect.
I'm happy I got rid of the roaches, but goddamn, no, I got these fleas. And I just feel like at least if you are by yourself, like once you get comfortable in being by yourself, you can always go back to that place and be comfortable. I just really feel like you're setting yourself up when you hop from person to person. You really hop from problem to problem.
You might get lucky. Some people are lucky and they get with somebody else and y'all actually find somebody perfect for you and y'all have a perfect little life. Some people. I feel like it's like a 2% chance. But it's somebody out there.
Yeah, a miracle.
A miracle. And that might not happen to you, but in most cases, it's some bullshit.
Do you ever feel like you've had time to like work on yourself? Like, when do you find that you're doing the work that moment?
When I'm like really like focused on my craft and my fucking other businesses and shit. That's when I feel like, okay, bitch, you're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. That's when I feel like I'm working on myself. Because at that point, I'm zoned out and I'm not thinking about the bullshit. I'm thinking about how to get to the next level, how to get, I don't know, more money or more whatever the fuck it is. And just a peace of mind because I'm like, girl, you're busy. You ain't got time for that bullshit. And that's the only time I'm up free of the bullshit is when I'm actually working. So that's why I think I keep myself so fucking busy because I ain't got time to think about you right now, bitch. I got a job to get to or I got some shit to make. Like, or I got to clock in.
Yeah.
So if I'm busy... Which, and that shit is draining. Of course, at some point, you're like, bitch, I'm tired of working. I'm going to have fun. Then you're going to call raggedy ass Timmy again, and now you're back in your bullshit. So, I don't know.
My next question, or my follow-up question was going to be, like, how much of that time do you think you've had in your life?
Being busy?
Yeah, just you time. Time where you are, like, just focused on yourself.
Like, essence, like a single person, or just... thinking about yourself? Because, Kimmy, you know, I've never been single just as long as I've been single.
I know, that's what I'm asking you.
And this whole time has been bullshit, so...
So, have you always felt like you haven't had time to focus on yourself? You always felt like you've been focused on whoever you've
I feel been? Like, me being the selfish person that I am, I feel like I've always thought about me. Ooh, so, okay. I've never really felt like, bitch, you've been neglecting yourself. I've always felt like I put money first in a lot of situations. Some that's very heartbreaking for others, but I felt like... I don't feel like I've ever cheated myself until the point of... Bitch, I just can't get what I want. And that's when I'm like, how the fuck I'm going to do... What can I do to get what I want?
Oh, okay.
And that's usually what more bullshit happens because now I'm being shady boots or messy boots because y'all not giving me what I want.
Okay. Interesting. Because listen, your baby daddy ain't lying.
What about attention seeker?
No, but I just want everybody to do what you want.
Hell yeah. Don't everybody know? I'm alone
Some
on
of
that.
Us know that you can't make people do what they don't want to do.
But what they said, you asked like for something, they can't help you do it. Okay, bye. Move. Next. I'm fast fighting.
Some people just disposable like that.
They think we disposable.
I was going to agree. Well, really, I was going to be like, yes. Bitch. Yes.
Little bitch, fuck her. And then, you know, send her on her fucking way. So, why don't I disposable?
Well, in conclusion, I don't think there's any hope for us.
Hey.
No, I mean just us as a generation. You know how people be talking about how love and commitment is dead in this generation?
My God.
I don't think there's any hope.
I think the idea is cute. People fall in love with the idea. And people think they have the happily ever after. Then they realize it's bullshit. And they want to find somebody else to blame. For that, but it's really a shit you because you didn't know how to walk away or you didn't set the proper boundary. Because we ain't no roach ass bitches. So, how dare a motherfucker? This is what I was cussing last night. How dare you treat me like I'm a roach ass bitch, bitch? You can't do this to me.
That's really what you gotta tell people. Was that you? We were talking about teaching people how to love you, how to treat you.
Ooh, that's a good topic. What's that mean?
My therapist said that she was talking about how you know you can train people how to treat you,
right.
And I was like,
because you tell a bitch you don't like onions, nobody, they gonna learn not to bring hoe with no fucking plate with no onions on it. You gonna learn me. You know? You gonna treat me right. What they say, I know I stress a nigga out. Bitch, you gonna treat me right.
Hello?
And that's just not that. Gonna treat me like no. Or you gonna get the fuck out of my way. That's one thing I am learning too. Not trying to sound like everybody is just so disposable. Boy, fuck you. You ain't gonna buy me no lollipop. Fuck you then. Like, I'm not trying to be that dramatic with it.
Yeah.
But bitch, if I'm really I need something from you, I want something from you, whether it's a physical or material, whatever the case may be. If you can't provide that for me, and I'm telling you I need it in order for us to grow or for us to be a thing or for us to, you know, be at peace. You really can't give it to me and without no real good explanation as to why, you need to get the fuck. And I mean that like respectfully because I ain't trying to say you ain't buy me no lollipop. Oh, he ain't a nigga for me, but right. Bitch, bye. If I'm asking you to not, I don't know, cheat on me or to treat me with respect,
right?
Come home and respect for an hour. I don't know, call me, ask me how the fuck I'm doing. You can't do simple shit like that without no reason or explanation as to why am I fucking with you? You can't give me what I need. You gotta get the fuck. And that's what I'm learning. It's been a tough journey, but I'm learning that
and
as well.
She said, she talked a little bit about that, about like when you feel like, because you were saying a lot last year, you were talking about how you felt like you were drowning or you felt like anybody cared or like nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody saw your problems. Mm-hmm. And she described it as like a need being met. Kind of like when you're a baby, you know, babies need to be fed, babies need to be burped, changed, stuff like that. Babies have needs, and when those needs aren't met, they cry. And the same thing when you become an adult. If you like have real needs that are not being met, that's when you start to feel neglected, you know, angry, all like all these different feelings, and it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. When you put it like that.
So imagine telling your man, like, all I need you to do is call me and say, hey, how you doing? Did you eat today? Right, that's all I want from you.
That's not no frivolous need. That's not like, oh, you can't, like you said, you can't buy me no lollipop, can't buy me a Benz, can't buy me, you know.
Right. That's just something simple. I'm literally telling you, you and my friend, Kim, you can't call and check on me every day or every other day, something like that.
And I'm telling you, like, that, when you do those things, that makes me feel supported. That makes me feel loved. Right. And you still can't provide that.
So. I tell you, it's for me to feel like you are my good friend, I need you to just support me, call me, ask me how I'm doing. And you sitting here, and I'm like, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna do that shit for you, Ma. I got you. And you don't do it. I'm like, did you not hear what I said? Do you just not give a fuck what I need? You're like, you can't do that. And your reason is, well, girl, I don't know. Whatever. It's like,
eventually you don't want to drop me. And I can't be mad at that. I'm not meeting your needs.
Assuming I'm meeting yours and I'm holding up my end as well.
Right.
But I'm learning that. Because a lot of
people get that in. Thank you. That's important.
I'm hitting points out here, you know? I'm going for it.
Oh my God. Was this some long ass therapy session, bitch? It felt like it.
We are awesome. I love this for us.
I love how you just praise us every minute.
I love it.
We're the shit. We're the shit.
On the fence. So I'm just trying to get off the fence. I really pick a can't side and stay there. Honest to God. And I be telling people to stand on that shit, but I got to stand on my own shit.
Yes, you do.
Kim knows me. She know I'm going to straddle the fucking fence.
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to do this, but actually I do want to do it because it's fun. But at the same time, I ain't going to feel good after.
And then every time I ask you, well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. Because I feel guilty for saying, I want to keep doing that shit.
Why? If you know I'm not going
to... Not just guilty because you're just guilty on my own conscience because I know it's some wrong shit. Okay. But if I know deep down, bitch, you really want to keep doing this shit.
You really do?
You're a nutcase.
I'm fucking nuts.
I want to keep doing it. Woo, imagine if I was a murderer. Kim, I just want to keep killing people.
Oh my
God. I just want to keep doing that shit. Feels so good. I can't stop. Like, I got to go kill somebody. Wouldn't I sound 10 times crazier?
You would.
But because I'm talking about what? Some other, whatever bullshit is I'm doing. You know, it's, why are you laughing? I'm just putting things into perspective. You know, just trying to get it. Because you know that shit dead wrong. But okay, all in all, Monique is going to pick a side one day and she's going to stay there, period.
And Kim's going to hold her to it.
Please hold me to it. I'm old. You said you weren't going to do that. So don't do that.
If I literally got to come and hold you down.
Take my phone. That's what it is. You take my phone. I thought about changing my number for the 900th time, y'all. I keep thinking about changing my number. Kim done told me don't do it.
I've told her countless
But it clearly, if I don't have the motherfucking discipline, restraint, common sense to like stop doing stupid shit that involves my number, don't
there.
You think that might be a big step in the right fucking direction?
But you can just block that person, right?
When that motherfucker called from 900 different
you're
fucking
right.
numbers,
you're
like
right.
no.
You're absolutely right. Fine.
It's a lot with that. And just imagine me really changing my number. That's a whole fresh fucking start.
If that's what you want,
because I feel like if I was to be, if I'm dead ass serious and I don't want to fuck with that no more, it'll take something that drastic to be like, I can't. Because now you really can't. Well, yes, you could, but you can't. Contact me.
Yeah, you
because there's 900 other ways to contact people.
100 other ways.
Reach out to their friends, social media, all things like that. But how far you really will? No, we know how far motherfuckers willing to go. But that's a story for another day. I'm not gonna start that. But I'm thinking about it, y'all. I am thinking about it. So if you ever change your number. You know. If you know, you know.
You know, you know. If y'all want to see or hear any more of this goddamn fuckery, you know where to find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. We're all over the place. Anywhere you can find or listen to your favorite podcast. On Instagram, Even Exchange Podcast. On Twitter, we're The Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is Hey Pretty Lady _. Bitch, I'm tired, and that's all the fuck we got for y'all.
Bye.